Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart. We're broadcasting from beautiful Starfort, which is located in 96 South Carolina. And we're out here for Living History Day. And today's theme is a day in the life of a soldier. And it'll be from 10 to 2 p.m. We want to have a black powder demonstration, Revolutionary War reenactors, and children's activity. And once again, we're at Starfort, which is on Highway 248, just outside of town of 96 South Carolina. It's all where it started back in 1730, where the town was founded, at the Black Swan Tavern, where they bring their furs in and trade for spices and sugar and all that kind of thing. And town spread out from there. It's also the site of the first battle of the Revolutionary War in the South. It's also the site of the longest siege of the war. And it's also the site of the only in existence Revolutionary War tunnel. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. And in the meantime, if you do have to be in the area of 96, in 13 more days, we're going to have our big blowout, which is called the Festival of Stars. And it'll be a two-day celebration, July 1st and 2nd. And it will start Friday at 5:30 with the Malnet Brothers Band. And they'll be opening for Kindling. So it'll go from 5:30 probably to about 10 or so. Now, we're also going to have amusement rides, car shows, vendors, specialty crafts, food, music, Main Street Parade, and contests. Now, like I said, from 5:30 to about 10 Friday night. And Saturday morning, we're going to get a real early start at 10 in the morning. We're going to have a Main Street Parade. And that'll lead us over to the town park again, where we'll have opening ceremonies from 11:15 to 11:30. From 12 to 2, we're going to have the Carolina Rebels and Bluegrass Band. From 2:30 to 3:30, we're going to have singers Sabrina Miller and Jennifer Sargent. Excellent singers. I've always enjoyed hearing them. From 4 to 6:30, we're going to have the Split Shot Band. And from 7 to 9:45, we're going to have the Night Affair Band. Another excellent group. And in between, we're going to be having contests all day. Like I said, we're going to have the Main Street Parade in the morning. There'll be five award categories for that. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have a Food Lion Kids Watermelon Eating Contest. At 1 o'clock also, we're going to have an automobile truck contest judging on Cross Street. 2 o'clock, we're going to have kid games by the stage area. At 6 o'clock, we're going to have the Most Patriotic Dress Award. And at 6:30, we're going to have the Carolina Pride Adult Hot Dog Eating Event. Like I said, we're going to have plenty of things going on all day. It's a free family event. Find out more information, just go to www.scfestivalofstars.com. That's www.scfestivalofstars.com. Now, it's been quite a weekend so far. We survived a heat wave for about 100-degree heat for about a week. Then we had a big thunderstorm last night, knocked out power to about 2,000 people in the area. Got our power back on about 10 o'clock last night. And thankfully, today we got a high of 83. So definitely come on out and enjoy the weather and come out and see the reenactors. And we're going to talk with a few of them in a moment. Like I said, once again, we're live from Starfort, 96 South Carolina, located on Highway 248 and out past, just past the high school. And it's a big log cabin out on the side of the road. It's built back in, I believe, 1760. And like I said, it's Black Swan Tavern. And essentially how the town got started as a trading post. And it grew from there. Now we're moving down the walking trail right now. Also, we will be on Periscope. So if you like video, probably doing Periscope in about another 30 minutes, so you can see it live for the next 24 hours, and you can find me at TARFORT96. on Periscope. And now we're coming around to the front of the tavern, and I see someone's hard at work out here. And we're going to see if we can find out what's going on today. And got the guy out here with a musket. I got to be careful. Hello, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
All right, and what is your name?
My name is Tanya.
Okay, and what are you doing out here today?
Well, I am carding wool, and I'm going to spin it into yarn so that I can eventually weave on my ankle loom on my left.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to make some garters for a gentleman's breeches.
Okay. That's what every guy needs.
Yes, absolutely. It wouldn't be fashionable when we're in the village.
There you go. Okay, how long does this process take from start to finish?
Well, it would take a few hours. I haven't timed it, so I know that after dinner I usually sit down and card out a basket full of wool, and then I will. Carding usually takes an evening, a couple of hours.
What exactly is carding?
Carding is when you take the fibers,
okay.
And I have two, looks like a hairbrush.
Right.
And what I'm doing is I'm basically brushing out the wool and lining it up.
Okay.
Iron the hole.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm lining up the fibers. It comes off of the sheet that we've been, we shear it.
Okay.
It comes,
knot it up.
Yeah, it comes to a curly, knotted, sometimes matted. We wash the wool before, of course, after we shear it. We wash the wool, and then we'll dye it before we spin it. So, and this is a natural dye, cochineal, which would have been really lucky to get.
It's good color.
It is. And I, typically in this area, we would use things like goldenrod, black walnut, just make a nice, beautiful brown.
Okay.
Or marigold. Marigold hue is a nice color as well. Or we would just leave it natural. That's pretty cute.
Right.
Okay.
So, and after I carded, and like I said, I do that in one evening. The next day.
Boy, they're loading fast over there.
They are. It's good to have him on our side.
Yeah.
So after I carded, I have a basket of carded wool. It's all lined up, ready for me to spin. And then I would take and spend the evening spinning the wool. So hopefully getting together a good bit of spinning the wool. It's just winding the fibers. It stretches it out, winds it together.
Mm-hmm.
You better work with yarn. You pretty much seen that.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm spinning wool, as I was telling this gentleman, making yarn so that I can make something else out of my yarn. This is kind of a fast yarn, so I'll use this. The purpose of this will be to make a belt or something of that nature. I wouldn't make fabric that I would like I'm wearing because now this is much cheaper.
How do they dye the wool?
Dyeing wool. You do that after you shear the sheep. You've ever heard dyed in the wool? Oh, it's an expression, but after the sheep has been sheared, we wash the wool, and then we go from there into the dye process. Usually involves a nice big fire, big cast iron pot, and depending on the dye, you use different things to make the color stay. Black walnut is, that's what this is, black walnut, it's oil. You put your wool in, boil it a little bit longer, and lay it up to dry, put it on a rack to dry. Doesn't need to take anything mixed with it. Marigold, this is marigold, and we mix this with, then you would actually find it in the kitchen, and it's used as a mordant, it's part of the process, but again, big fire, big pot, process, something we probably do with anything, especially this time of year. And mixed in that mordant actually helps the color stay in the wool. So it makes the color pass. Something a bit like that.
They use berries to this thing.
I have used berries, and I know that when I make blackberry jelly, it stains my clothes, and historically it's been tried, but it didn't give them a bright color, or and it didn't last. Wool, even white wool. Well, a little bit of white, but it just, the color would fade over time. This is indigo. Indigo, you know, is used in blue jeans now, but it's also not a color fade. You notice every time you wash your jeans, they fade. Yeah, because then a little bit of that indigo comes out there, and that was used. So vinegar was used as a color. Trying to think, reduce the resistance. This is something we dyed this, and we also dyed the black wool at home. And this is the chenille with
right. Well, we're going to move a bit down the trail here, see what else we can find out about today. And looks like we have a lucky volunteer here, so we're going to see if we can get a few words. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Could you tell us what's going on out here? No, you got the musket. I'm good with you.
Well, we recently just did a weapons demonstration.
Okay.
Today, they have a history day around 96 historical site. And also, so at the top of the hour, we'll be doing a weapons demonstration.
Oh, that's all that gunfire was.
So from 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So pretty much I gave a spiel. I gave a little briefing about the musket. I explained, I described how it looks, how you load it, how you actually use it, how soldiers, loyalists, soldiers use it.
Okay, so you said that will be at the top of the hour?
Top of the hour. So I don't know if it will be me or those gentlemen right there. I think they want to switch off.
Well, so, I'll be back to make a video.
Will be.
I'll be here all day. I'll be.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir, no problem.
All right. And we got another lucky volunteer here, so we're going to see if we can get him to say a few words.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
All right.
You're here again today?
Yes. So what are you up to today?
Well, today I'm taking a break from medical things and programs and
painting.
Painting, artistry.
I remember.
And I'm doing a patriot militia soldier for today.
Oh, you do it all.
It's a military day. Well,
Renaissance man.
Sometimes, I don't know about that, but do a few things.
Okay. Could you describe your rifle here?
That's a production British musket called a Brown Bess.
Okay.
It weighs about 10 pounds. And the Patriots make good use of these because at the outset of the war, they would raid British supply houses and they would... It would take the British arms, and it was a great tried and true weapon for all the years that it was in use. It's a tough weapon. It's a 75 caliber.
Ooh.
It's a quite a bore.
Put a big hole.
Smooth bore. It's a flintlock. It splits the steel part here, and it goes forward and sets off the powder charge in the pan. And the powder charge, the fire goes into the barrel. Sets off the main charge and it missed the fires. This was high tech for 1781.
All right. Okay. So you're going to be doing the demonstration as a weapon?
Yes, I think we all think so today, so I'll be doing it there from the office this morning.
Okay. I'll be back to get you on video.
Well, that's great.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you again. Appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm going to send a video.
And, you have no idea. And how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
All right.
You're good.
Same here.
Good.
I see you're still holding the fort. Same spot.
Same style. The dress differently. No red coat.
This is true.
Summertime gets a little hot.
So you're a flip-flopper.
Yeah. Depends on how much money's involved.
There you go.
Rum I get.
Okay. So are you going to be part of the rifle demonstration?
No, I usually don't fire. It's for me, it's too much trouble. Got to clean the gun. This will fire, but I prefer to sit on the porch. Take it easy.
And look good. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Keep up the good work. You can do it.
Thank you very much.
All right. So there will be a live musket demonstration at 11. So I believe what we'll do is we'll do Periscope at 11 and do a live broadcast of that, and also try to shoot some video at the same time and put that up on YouTube. Also, we'll have quite a few pictures taken today. We'll get those uploaded as soon as possible. Like I said, it's a beautiful day out here. It's only going to be a high of like 83 degrees. Already, people are already starting to come out here. As you heard, I talked to a few of the already, and they're going to be doing various things today. So the free family event, come on out. Like I said, we're broadcasting from Starport 96 on Highway 248. Just come down the road and look for the big log cabin. And like I said, the free family event is going to be from 10 till 2. So you can come down. We also have a beautiful visitor center out here. They have about a 10-minute movie that explains how the town got started. And there's lots of memorabilia and artifacts and that type of thing inside also. The rangers are very helpful. You can answer all your questions. And once again, we're broadcasting from Starport 96, Day in the Life of the Soldier, from 10 till 2, having black powder demonstrations, Revolutionary War reenactors, and children's activities. Also, like I said, July 1st and 2nd, we're going to have our big festival for our Independence Day in 96, which will be Friday and Saturday, starting at 5:30 to about 10. And then Saturday, we'll start at 10 in the morning. We'll have our parade and move over to the town park from there. And then we're going to have a car and truck show. We're going to have a music ride for the children, crafts, foods, concerts, all different kinds of music and that type of thing. So come on down. If you want to find out more information, you can go to www.SouthCarolinaFestivalOfStars.com. And I'm your host, Robert Hart. We're signing off for now. Bye-bye.